We are the Junior Giants Speak here on Block Talk Radio, and we're happy to have you here with us this morning. And I'm happy to have this morning my Junior Giant reporters. Good morning, Giants.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you all doing this morning?
Good.
Good. How are you?
I'm good. This is a very important show. Today we are saying goodbye to several of our Junior Giants. I call them the OGs. They are the original Giants. They started this program with me almost 2 years ago, and they have been steadfast since then. And I'm just very happy to have them with me, have had the chance to work with them. And this morning, they're going to do their final show because the program is for young people between the ages of 7 and 12. And once they turn 13, then it is an opportunity for them to do other things with Junior Giants, some administrative things, but they will no longer be on the directly on the air. It breaks my heart to tell them goodbye. They have been excellent young people, and I am very grateful to God for allowing me the privilege to work with them. And I want to say thanks to the parents who have made them available for the show and made sure that they had the things that they need. It's hard to say goodbye, but it's also part of the growth. So we want to have a good farewell for them today and do a good show. For those who are listening, I do want to let you know that we are recruiting Junior Giants. We are looking for young people between the ages of 7 and 12 who are willing to take a risk and do something different. This is not playing basketball. This isn't doing any type of sport or things like that. It's something just a little bit out of the box. And so we are recruiting for that. And if you have any young people that are interested in becoming Junior Giants, they can go on the webpage, which is juniorgiants.com, juniorgiantsspeak.com, and sign them up. Or you can call me directly. My number is 678-516-5570. So we are going to go on and get started this morning with our Junior Giants.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
And our, in some of their farewell shows. We're going to get started. We have five stones, that I call them, the five pillars that Junior Giants is based on. And they are caring, curiosity, courage, challenge, and control. Those five things are what I think make a good Junior Giant. And so these things we're going to talk about this morning. I need all my Giants to get to a quiet place because I can do that. Okay, thank you. All right, we're going to go on and get started. This morning I want to start with some of the Giants that are not leaving because they have some input in how they feel about these five stones. So I want to start this morning with Simeon. Good morning, Simeon.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm pretty good.
Can you speak a little louder into your microphone, please?
I'm doing good.
Okay. How is your summer going?
Going good.
Okay. Can you go on and read me your article that you wrote?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning. Today I'm going to tell you some five things about being a Junior Giant. Caring. Number one, caring. All of us Junior Giants are caring. Number two, curiosity. We all have curiosity about the outside and inside world. courage. Number three, courage. Be as courageous in all times. For Isaiah 41:13 says, "For I am the Lord your God, who holds your right hand, who says you do not fear. I will help thee." Number four, challenge. Humans always gives us a challenge, but we also always meet our expectations. Number five, control. We junior giants have control of our lives in God's holy temple, our bodies. This is Simeon Stan praying to you.
Okay, Simeon, I like that. These five stones are very important, and they do make up our junior giants. Which one do you think you have the most of?
Courageous.
You think you're courageous? You have courage?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I like that. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you this morning for your report. And we're going to continue on. I want to go to Miss Ariana Briggs. Ariana.
Go ahead and get in.
How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. How's your summer going?
It's going good. I've been on vacation, going to Washington, D.C., and then the week before, the last week of July, I'm going to Florida.
Okay, well, that's good. What did you do in Washington, D.C.?
Well, we were going to go to Virginia Beach, but it was storming, so we went to Martin Luther King Monument and the Lincoln Memorial, and we just, like, went sightseeing.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a good summer so far.
Yes.
Okay, so you're one of the giants that will be remaining. You don't turn 13 until next year, so I'm happy that you're staying. Can you go on and give us your story this morning?
Yes. Junior Giants is a radio show about kids learning to love God and take action. It helps kids to have courage, be caring, have curiosity, challenge, and control. Courage means to be bold and brave. Caring means to care about yourself and others. Challenge means to have a little obstacle course every once in a while. Control means to have charge over your life. These steps helped us to be great kids and junior giants. I will miss all of you that are leaving us. Keep up the good work and be a junior giant.
Okay. Thank you very much. What's been important to you about being a junior giant?
I think the importance of being a junior giant is being able to, be a person that God would want you to be and not someone else that you can't be.
Okay. And that is important, learn how to be an individual and be yourself. Okay. Thank you, Ariana. And I'm glad that you are staying. Stay on the line. We're going to ask you all a question that will be the question of the day. And we're going to go now to one of our junior giants who is going to be leaving. This is a very intelligent young woman, very full of personality. I have enjoyed having her as a junior giant. She is excelling in so many different areas of her life. I'm just very proud of her. I'm sure her parents are, too. We're going to go to Miss Jazz. Jasmine, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. So how's your summer going?
It's really good. On the 13th, I'm going to be going to visit some family in North Carolina, so I'm excited.
Okay, well, that's good. This has been a very active school year for you. So tell me some of the things that went on with you during the school year.
Well, I was voted treasurer for our division of the National Junior Beta Club. I was doing cheerleading, I was doing karate. I was in the band. I was in the orchestra. It was a lot.
Okay. Do you enjoy all those activities?
Yes, but it's just kind of hard to do them all at the same time because, you know, they kind of meet sometimes at the same exact time, and you have to really decide which one is more important to you.
Okay, which one was the most important?
Personally, I really just focused on cheerleading and orchestra because orchestra, I had been doing it since the third grade, so I was kind of good at it, but band, I was really struggling with that. So I just really decided to kind of stick to what I knew I would be okay with.
Okay. Well, can you do your story for us, please, this morning?
Of course.
Thank you.
To be a dentist giant to me means that you have to be responsible, you have to excel above everybody else because more is expected of you. Because the people who expect it from you know that you can do better and that they push you to your absolute limit, parenthesis, talking about Ms. Sharon, parenthesis, but they do it with love, which is a part of caring and knowing that you can do whatever you put your mind to. Being a junior giant means to me that you're a part of something bigger than yourself, something that makes a difference. People normally don't hear kids' opinions or even really want to, but that's what junior giants is about. Hearing your voice and making your point. People listen to what you have to say. However, it's kind of up to you whether or not they hear it. To me, leaving Junior Giants just simply means that we are progressing to a different point in life because to where we need to expand and develop a tad bit more, and that could take a little bit of courage. I mean, it's sad because we've all had so many great memories. We've grown and developed into so many different ways. However, when it's time to move on, it's time to move on. I'm taking out of Junior Giants that I can do whatever it is that I put my mind to, not to get up and not to just roll with whatever it is that other people say. Have your own opinion and be your own person because it does matter what you have to say. You are important and your voice deserves to be heard because regardless of what people think, you have something important to say. And finally, if I could leave a gift to Junior Giants, I would leave them with inspiration. Don't forget why you're writing or what it is that you do, why it is that you do what you do, because that is your inspiration. That's your drive. Ask questions if you don't understand. Curiosity. If you don't agree with something, state your opinion about it. Challenge. You have to learn to expand on your writing, too, which could take courage, and make sure that people hear you because, like I said before, you deserve to be heard, controlled, and you need to show compassion for others. However, do it in love, so that means that when you tell them that you're doing something wrong and they need to improve on, that's caring because it takes someone who really loves you to tell you what you need to improve on. So I just want the remaining Junior Giants to keep that in mind as you continue writing on and off the show, and I wish you guys good luck.
Thank you, Jasmine. That was very nice. One of the things that Jasmine says is challenge. And I do challenge you all because you were selected because I saw great things in you already. And it wasn't something that I just got to water seeds that someone else has already sown in you. I hope I planted some good seeds, but there's greatness in all of you. Sometimes I am, am I hard? Maybe a little.
Just a little.
Just a little? Okay. But it is done in love, and it's only done to try to help you to excel in areas where you may not be putting forth your best effort, but that I know that there's greatness in you. I appreciate your article this morning. Stay on the line. I'm going to ask you all one question that's for the whole group. But thank you for your report, Jazz.
You're welcome.
And we're going to keep moving, and we're going to go to, let's see, who do I want to select? Let's go to Ms. Ariel. Good morning, Ariel. How are you this morning? Hello? Ariel? you have me on mute, take me off. Ariel?
Yes.
How are you this morning? Are you having a rough morning? Huh?
Yes.
Okay, do we need to come back to you?
Yes.
Okay, we'll come back. Let's go now to Miss Imaji. How are you, Imaji?
I'm good. How are you?
Imaji? I'm good. Now, where exactly are you? Because you are not in the Atlanta area this morning. Where are you?
I'm in Indiana.
You're in Indiana? Who are you visiting in Indiana?
Family. Basically, almost all my family is in Indiana, so everybody.
Okay. Are you having a good time?
I am.
Okay. Well, we miss you here in the Atlanta area, so we'll be glad to see you when you come home. But go on and do your story, and we'll chat afterwards.
Okay. Being a junior giant meant fun. I had a lot of fun writing stories and being able to share them. I had to have courage to do it because I don't like talking in front of a whole lot of people or doing much in front of people. So I had to have a lot of courage. It was a challenge because I had to remember what days I had to call in and to remember to write my stories. And sometimes I had writer's block, so that was hard too. I had to have control over myself so I didn't do too much and so that I did enough. Curiosity. I'm a very curious person. So I had a lot of curiosity being writing stories and listening to other stories. I wanted to know everything, I guess. I had to have responsibility because I had to call in and writing stories. It was a lot. So being responsible is one because I didn't always have my mom to remind me how to do stuff. But overall, it was a really fun experience, and I liked it. If I could leave something, I would leave multiplication so that all the kids that, like me, want to do something, they can do it on Junior Giants Radio.
Oh, I like that. Okay. Imagine, for those of you who are listening, Imagine will be staying on in an administrative position. She's going to be the editor of our newsletter. And I'm excited about that because Imaji is a budding writer, and she does very well with her writing. So for those Junior Giants who are listening and occasionally want to put something in the newsletter, like especially your activities, things that you may be involved in, Imaji will be the person for you to contact so that she can put that in. Because just because they're leaving this area of Junior Giants, doesn't mean that we won't be interested in the things they're doing and praying for their extreme success in all that they attempt to do. So, Imaji, what was the best thing that you got out? You said fun. Having fun was the best thing you got out of Junior Giant?
I think so. It's because I got to share my talent with people of all ages, whoever was listening, and even some other Junior Giants. So it was fun to do that.
Okay. But I'm appreciative of your talents, and I'm appreciating your willingness to go on to the next level. And for those of you who are listening, Junior Giants is a growing program. We're still in our infancy. We're going to be 2 years old at the end of August. But we are striving to do great things for God. And so in doing that, we are now preparing to become a 501c3, which is a nonprofit organization, so that we can expand Junior Giants and become a community service organization where we can go and visit young children in the hospital, do things that are helpful to other children. As the children grow and as the program grows, We will be looking into doing some tutoring and just different things, things that promote children. We're going to be having a writing contest coming up at the end of, before we go back to school, so that they can get geared up for going back to school. And the writing contest will be open to young people between the ages of 7 and 12. For more details, you can go to the website and get information about the age, how the ages are going to be divvied up. But there is a writing contest because we're just trying to do different things and keep the young people involved. They are involved in a lot of things, but there's still more things to come. And we're going to keep going this morning. Amaji, thank you for your story.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
It was a pleasure. Do I have either Faith or Grace?
It's Faith.
Angry. Hello, Angry. Faith. How are you?
Good.
Good. How's your summer going?
Well, it's going good.
Okay. Go on and do your story, and we'll chat afterwards.
Okay. What it means to me to be a junior giant. It means that I can share my story with other children or other adults, and hopefully it will inspire them. And I know with this show, it has inspired me to do a lot of things that I never knew that I could do or I thought I could do again. So I'm really thankful that I've been on this show because, well, it's really occupied my Saturdays, and it brings me joy to know that people are listening and hearing my story. What I got out of being a junior giant, I got that even children can tell stories at a young age and inspire other people to start to do their dreams now. So, I mean, that I thought, like, adults could, like, tell their stories and they can inspire other people, but now I know that children can do it too, and it can have the same powerful effect or even greater, and that's what I got. And if I could give a gift, what would it be? My gift would be that everybody around the world could hear the show because it's a great show and they need to hear it. And I think that if everybody heard it, that, well, I think it'll be a better world. And how I feel about leaving the Junior Giants, I feel sad that I'm leaving, but I'm glad that other kids can come and keep the Junior Giants going because that's what they need to do, and this show needs to be going so other people can hear it and other people can get inspired.
Well, okay. That was very good. And I want to say to you that you are a good writer, Grace. You're a good writer. And I want you to not stop writing. So if you want to contribute things to the newsletter, please do. But you write like you're older than you are. And I find that very, as a writer myself, I just find that very interesting. So I want to encourage you to continue to do that. I want you to when you are a writer, here's the best thing about being a writer, is that if you allow God to use your gift, when you sit down to write stories, he will give you things to write. It will almost be like taking dictation from God, okay? And to me, that is a very special or intimate or almost sacred exercise between me and God when I can hear him in my inner ear and then sit down and write what he tells me to write. And it always comes out well when I listen to him. And so I want to encourage you and the others that enjoy writing, sit down and listen to God. When you get ready to write a story, ask him to help you. He will help you. And then your stories will be better. They'll be fuller. They'll be full of life. and keep learning your craft, to keep learning about writing and how to write a better story. And nothing is better than practice. If you want something, you have to practice. If you don't practice, you won't be the best at it. You won't even be your best self if you don't practice. So I have enjoyed having you. You have a very dry sense of humor, but I love it. And thank you.
Huh? Mr. Sharon?
Yes?
Thank you, but this was Faith.
I'm sorry, Faith. Did I
but
say Grace?
Was...
Okay. Go ahead.
For Grace to read her story?
No, what were you saying, though, Faith?
I was saying that that Grace was listening to the whole thing that you said, so it didn't
okay.
go to waste.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Okay. Well, since we have, well, then let me talk to you, Faith. Faith.
Well, I just read my story.
I know. Who read? Okay, I got confused.
I read, but she thought it was Grace. But it
Faith
was actually
read.
Me.
Read. Okay, well, then let me talk to Faith for a second. Faith?
This is Faith.
I know. You just read your story.
Yes.
And I want to tell, because I was talking to Grace, but now I want to talk to you for a second.
Okay.
Okay. I think you are much more talented than you know. And I think that there is a lot of kindness in you. And when you move on, as you're moving on, I want you to let that kindness show. I don't want you to be afraid to be kind, because we have enough mean girls. We have enough pretty little liars. Who wants to be a pretty little liar? But we have enough of that. And there's not enough people in the world that are just nice. And that's what God wants us to be, is just nice and loving and caring. And that's something that you really have a lot of. And so I want you to continue to do that and take that out into the world and share it, because it never hurts to love somebody. You don't lose anything when you love other people and show kindness to them. As a matter of fact, you cause blessings to come to yourself when you're kind to other people, and I want you to keep up with that, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Now, can Grace do her story, please?
Okay, hi.
Hi, Grace. I'm sorry, you guys sound so much alike, I got confused.
Okay, so.
But go ahead with your story.
The six things that I found out about Junior Giant are that children are the main emphasis. It's about what we are thinking or concerned about. It's about our likes, dislikes, and interests, and that children will be the main contributors. I think being a junior giant is being honest and God-loving. It means having a good heart and not only thinking of yourself, but we think about others also. That we might be small and young, but we are mighty and powerful just because we are God's kid, like David. What I got out of Junior Giants is that it taught me how to be a better person, a better writer, and how to use my gifts that God gave me and not to just waste them. If I could give a gift to Junior Giants, I think it would be a studio and microphone so we could be heard all over the world and for every kid to have a chance to be a Junior Giant. Leaving Junior Giants is hard, knowing that it made me a better person, and leaving all the new friends that I made. And now I know the reason why God put me in the show, and that is so I could give joy to other people.
All right, and I think you have done that. And like I said, I want you to keep going with your writing. You're very good. You have the potential to be very good at it. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All righty. We're going to take a little break here for a second. I don't want anybody to go anywhere. I want to say hello to all my listeners. I thank you for listening in. This is our farewell show for several of our junior giants as they progress on to greater things. And some of them are staying with junior giants and some of them aren't. but they will not be on the air. They will move to administrative positions. I also want to say that we are recruiting new junior giants. They must be between the ages of 7 and 12, and if you have any young people that are interested in this that you may want to be a part, they can go on the website, and the website address is juniorgiantspeak.com. And they can go on and fill out the information, or they can just call me directly. My number is 678-516-5570, and we will see about getting them started as junior giants. The qualifications are that they're kind kids and they want to do something. They can't think we're going to do it for them, because one of the beauties of these young people is that when they were given an assignment, I did not have to micromanage them. They handled their business, and when they didn't handle their business, they handled the consequences of me having something to say. But they have done an excellent job. So if you're interested in it, I would like you to contact me or go on the website, and we can get your young person started. And this morning we're going to do a little music. Our musical director, Ms. Ariel Mack, has chosen one of her favorites that was played during her time from one of the young men that she got to interview. The young man that she got to interview was Sean Locke. And so he has a song called Hello, and we're going to play that for you right now. And then we'll be right back. Listen and enjoy.
You're out there listening, thinking of a way you could change your position. And those dreams that you long left fade away, were the hopes to a brighter day. Wake up, don't play it safe. The key to your freedom is in your face. And here's where it all meets face to face. Now this moment in time won't be erased. Take a deep breath and look to the sky. A heartbeat away with seconds to fly. Love is on your side.
John Mark with Hello. And as we're going on with our show, as I said before, we are doing a show saying goodbye to some of our original giants, our OGs, as they have turned 13. And once you turn 13, then you have to move on to other areas of Junior Giants, or you have just completed this course, this stage in their life. We are going to be moving on this morning. We're going to have Miss Arielle. She has served as our music director, and she's done a good job at that. And I think sometimes she just really was excited about some of the artists that she got to interview. Arielle, how are you this morning?
I don't know. I'll explain it.
Okay, so you're having a little difficult morning, but I need you to put all of those things behind you, and I need you to do your show, okay?
Okay. Well,
okay. This morning, tell me, who was your favorite artist to interview?
Reggie Summers, that's what I really liked.
Okay. Why is that? Why was that?
His song that you played, it just kind of had like a really good message across if you listen to the song from like the way I listened to it, it just had a good message and that I just really liked.
Okay. All right. Well, I want you to go on and do your story for me, please.
Well, Junior Giants was based on courage, caring, curiosity, challenge, and control. That means that you have to have the courage to believe in what you think you can do, or what your assignment is. Caring means to care how your fellow giants did on their assignment, and not to put them down. Curiosity means to be curious on your assignment. Challenge, it means to, even though you have a challenge, if your assignment is a challenge, you can still do it. And control is to make sure you have control over all your assignments and have them done on time. What it meant to be a junior giant to me was that you were being an inspiration to all the young people out there that are listening to the show, plus showing that even though we are just kids, you can do anything you put our mind to. Also, being a junior giant means that you are a child of God and nobody can take that away from you. Well, I think now that I'm leaving, it has been a great experience and helped me express myself in many different ways that I never knew I could. Plus, now that I'm going into the administrative position within the show, I can help the new me be as great as I was being music director. And the gift I would give the Junior Giants is a prayer that they will go international and help the young people like me be an example, help the young people express themselves. And even though the kids didn't have the opportunity that we have, while they're listening to the show, they can believe in themselves and whatever they want to do, as long as they can believe they can do it, they can do it. That's all.
Okay. If you were to leave something to the Junior Giants, what would it be?
A prayer.
And what would that prayer be?
To then let them go international, to let everybody in the world know that even though we're just kids, we could be inspirational and help kids our age just believe in themselves, and they can just go far.
Okay. Arielle, I just want to tell you thank you. And Arielle will be moving to an administrative position. She's going to be the administrator over our website, which is I am so grateful for. And So that's going to be a big responsibility for her to keep up with the information that comes in. But one thing that you said is that we're just kids. The Bible tells us that if we don't come to God as children with the spirit of a child, then we can no wise enter in. And so I need you all to understand that, yes, you're young, and yes, you're children, but that is a great thing to be, and that your opinions matter. They are important, and that someone needs to hear what you're thinking, because if we as adults pay attention to what you're thinking now, we will have a better understanding of who you are as individuals and who you're going to grow into as you become adults. I don't want you to think that we're just kids and like that's less, because it's not less. You're not less. You are outstanding young people. And so I am glad, Ariel, that you're moving on and staying with Junior Giants. I think you have a good spirit. I think sometimes you're very critical of yourself, and you don't have to be. Use the talents that God has given you. Make sure that you're obedient, because when we are not obedient, consequences come that we just don't like. And that's for all of us.
Yeah.
But I just want to encourage you that you have done a good job as our music director. I'll never forget one show, though, that we did. I can't remember who you were interviewing. And you were so tired. And I think from that show, we have all... I think we've kind of teased you about that show. But you have done a good job. And I appreciate all the work that you have put in.
Thanks.
So, but thank you for going on with us. And we're going to keep moving as we're coming to the end of the show. But I want to go now to Miss Ariana. Miss Ariana, how are you this morning?
I'm good.
Good. Go on and read your story.
Okay. Junior Giants is based on the five building stones: courage, caring, courtesy, talent, and control. All of these things have a meaning for all of the Junior Giant reporters. I have the courage to do my part in the show. Everybody, we are all caring in our own way. I have the courtesy that to put hard work in making the show. All of the stories that you have given me were a challenge, but I ended up making good stories. Being a junior giant means to give up the spare time you have to do a show, to tell people what God has given us. Junior Giant is a family. This family is unique in many ways. That's why I love it. It also means to do your part to make the show as good as it could be. It means kids can do what they love. What I got out from the show is that even though the stories may be challenging, you always know that you always end up making it a great story. Not a lot of kids get to do this, but we are one of those lucky kids that are able to do this. And if I would give a gift to the Junior Giants, I would want them to go worldwide to tell the story, for our stories to bless people around the world, kids and adults. I will miss the show so much. It has given me more pride and courage in my life.
Okay, thank you, Ariana. I have enjoyed having you, and I want to encourage you to always put your best foot forward, because greatness is in you. You have a real spirit of caring and being concerned about other people, and you also have the gift of singing. I want you to use the talents that God has given you to help other people. And when you help other people, you'll help yourself. And that's just the way giving is. Whenever you give to other people, it comes back to you. and you can't be afraid. I think you, because of things that you've been through in your life, God has given you courage, and I need you to walk in that courage and walk boldly for God. I don't want you to be ashamed or afraid. I don't want you to be afraid to say Jesus out loud. If you want to say Jesus, I don't want you to be afraid or ashamed because God has done great things for you, as he has for all of us. But there's something special about things that God has done for you. When God takes you through things like sickness, it's for a reason. It's not just so that you could, you know, have a sickness. That's not what it's for. But it's for him to build up greatness in you. And so sometimes when he's building up greatness in us, it is not always fun. And that goes for all the junior giants. Whenever you're going through something difficult, whether it's trouble in your home, whether it's trouble at school, and you are trying to be the best person you know how to be, it is you have to turn to God because he is trying to continue to
Hello? I can't hear you. Hello?
Hello? I hope that you guys are still there. For some reason, my phone just went dead. Let me check. Ariel, are you still there? Okay, I see you on the board. I'm just not quite sure what happened. Ariel, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Ms. Griggs, are you there?
Yes.
Faith and Grace?
Yes.
Jasmine?
Yeah, I'm here.
You're there. All right. What about Imaji? Imaji, are you there? Okay, I'm not quite sure what happened, but we will be talking to Blog Talk Radio so we can get that straight. Okay. I have all mics open right now. Who have I missed? Because all the names have erased. Has everyone had a chance to give their turn?
Yes.
Okay, good. Now for the question for everybody, old, new, what is it from Junior Giants that you can take into the rest of your life? Because being part of Junior Giants, my expectation of you all, and according to Jazz, sometimes my expectations may be high, but what is it, my expectation is for you guys to do something great. I can't wait to see who you're going to be as adults or even in the next stage of your life. I don't expect you to be couch potatoes sitting on the laptop, the tablet, or any type of computer wasting away. I expect you to go out into the world and do great things. So what is it that you can take from Junior Giant Speaks that can help you go into the world and be great successes? And I want to start with Ariel.
Yes.
What is something that you can take with you from Junior Giants that's going to help you to go into the world and do great things?
Well,
okay, we'll come back. You got a minute to
wait. Wait, I'm hearing. I just got it.
Okay.
Don't be afraid to. To show that you believe in God.
Okay. And how will you be able to express that in the world?
To like at school, when, like, I don't know, like, it's like at lunch, when you, like, you know how you're supposed to, like, pray over your food, and, like, in the public school, that you're not really supposed to express your religion because there are many different religions in that school, that now I can pray, because I honestly say that throughout the whole year of seventh grade, I did not pray at all. And I was kind of really a coward about God.
Okay. That's a very powerful admission. And out of anything that you have ever gotten from me, this goes for all of you guys and all of the young people that are listening, if you haven't gotten anything else from being the junior giant, I want you to have stand up for Jesus. I want you to have that in you. And I don't want you to be afraid, because what is it that you're afraid of? You're afraid of that other people don't like you. If that's the case, then they don't like you anyway, okay? If they're going to not like you because you love Jesus, then those are not your friends, because loving Jesus is part of who you are. And you don't want to be ashamed of Jesus, because you don't want him to be ashamed of you before his Father. And so I know it's hard. I know it's not something that everybody does. But if you were meant to be just like everybody else, I promise you, you would not be a junior giant. And it takes nothing to be like everybody else. It takes nothing to be like everybody else. It does, however, take courage to be yourself. And you have to be curious enough to know and try to find out what God has intended for you to be. God knew you before this world was ever even formed. He knew you were coming. He knew you were coming to this time in history. And he has caused greatness to be in you, and now it's time for it to come forth. But you must acknowledge him. You cannot be ashamed. You cannot be ashamed. And if you get anything from this, I want you to get, I stand up for Jesus, and I am not ashamed. Do you think people in the world are ashamed of the things that they do? They're not. I don't care if it's anything from gay marriage to vulgar language to music that's degrading to human beings. They're not ashamed. But when it comes to Christ, the one who died, the one who loves us, then we get ashamed or we get nervous or embarrassed, because we think that people who are on their way to hell, if they don't love God and live for him, they're not going to like us. So I want you to, if you don't get anything, I know this is very strong this morning, if you don't get anything out of Junior Giants, get, I stand up for Jesus. I'm not afraid. I am a giant. And you don't have to be afraid to stand up for Jesus, because he will stand up for you. Okay, I went. But thank you for sharing. And Ariel, thank you for your honesty. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay. Miss Griggs, what are you going to take from Junior Giants to go into the world? And I know you're staying with us, but what is it something that you can use in your everyday life?
I believe that I could take everything that I learned from being in Junior Giants, from being courageous and having curiosity, challenge, control. I just believe that I can do anything that I put my mind to, and it'll help me in the world being with Junior Giants and everything that I've learned.
Okay. The Bible teaches us that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. And I want you all to understand that if you put God first, he is honor-bound to help you, and you'll be able to accomplish the things that you set your mind to. And being caring and having curiosity and courage and not being afraid to be challenged and having some self-control, those are things that can take you far in this world. Do I still have Simeon? I don't think so. Okay, Jasmine.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me, Jasmine, tell me the things that you're going to take into the world that you get from being a giant.
Let me see. Well, one thing that I would take, and if I could, I would share it to everybody, is that you are important. Like, your voice deserves to be heard. Like, no matter what you think, that what you have to say, how minor it is or whatever, like, you deserve to be heard. You have something important to say.
Okay. And that's true. And sometimes people think that kids should be seen and not heard, but I've learned probably more from working with you all than I've learned in school, because I've learned how to listen. I've learned how to be more understanding, and I've learned different trends and music and a whole lot of other things. So you do deserve to be heard. You not only deserve to be heard, you need to be heard, because you do have something to say. And the Bible says a child shall lead them. That's a very powerful statement. And so when you, you need to understand that the attributes and the things that you have in you are very important, very important. Miss Grace.
Ma'am.
What are you going to take with you that's going to help you go into the world?
How to use my gifts correctly.
Okay. And which gift is that? Because you have a couple.
Oh, well, writing.
Okay. All right. And anything that you guys put your mind to, ask God, he'll help you. He always will. Always. Always, always, always. Okay?
Okay.
Imaji? Imaji, are you there? I guess not. Ariana.
Yes.
Miss Matt?
Yes.
What are you taking into the world?
I can't hear you. What did you say?
I said, what is it that you're taking into the world from Junior Giant?
I'm taking into the world from Junior Giant is that I'm very caring. I want to take that to many different places. Like, I want to take the caring and God and the gifts that God has given me. I want to take that out into the world so people know that God is a healer.
Okay, and I encourage you to do that. Like I said, there's greatness in all of you all, and here we have 90 seconds. I hope I've gotten everyone had a chance to say something. You have been outstanding young people. I have loved every moment. I've loved our cookie exchange. I've loved our think tank. I've loved listening to your ideas. I want you to know that you are important to people. And I want you to know that it has been a joy to work with you. I look forward to those who are remaining. If you are remaining and you have not told me yet, please text me or give me a call. And for those who are still being assigned on this level, I look forward to continuing with you. I want to say God bless you, and I speak God's blessings over your life, and I decree greatness in all of you. And I pray that God will allow that greatness to come to the forefront and that you will always put him first. I love you. And we're coming to the end of our show. And we're going to play Check It at the Door on our way out. God bless you all. Bye-bye.
You know, I was just thinking the other day on what it is that God requires of us and what it is that he's calling for. Being that he's the only God, he's not calling for a bunch of men. Jealousy, backbiting, but I know I want to be where he is, so
had to get it right. Wanna know where I'm going when I die? No mics. You can tune into this on those nights you feeling weak, and you just might give in to what it is that you like. It's your decision, but you know it ain't right. What's done in the dark always see the light, and I heard you was soon to come. Gotta get it right. Don't know where I'm going, but I know what I can't take. Situations we go through that frustrate. First things in us that have to be replaced with what it was that we started with in the first place. First shall be last, and the last in first place. The swift and the strong aren't given this race. That's why I try to end it on my knees. Such a plea at the same time that I'm seeking your faith.
Checking out the door, checking out the door, checking out the door, checking out the door, checking out the door.
Human puzzle haven't yet matched up. On the inside, I'm still doing my search. They tell me to keep finding my way to the church. Cash, he cares on him and put him first. He can't get in by just doing good works. He gave his life, he wants a life in return. Missing him, there's a chance you'll burn. And it doesn't end, it's for eternity. It's so deep in me is to find out exactly how his heart beats. But what I can't understand is why would he purposely want me when I've been so deep in so much without his loving touch. Hey, it beats me, cause I ain't much, but I'm a beast in here checking it until he shows up.
Nah, that's saying I wanna be right. Everything that's not like him, I'm leaving it. And I can't do it on my own.